What did you choose for your proteins in your jambalaya?
Are you talking to me?
Who the fuck else would I be talking? Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's bold of you to assume that I cooked.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Jambalaya's pretty easy, I guess.
Wesley had jambalaya, too.
Yeah, it could have been me.
Yeah, no, Sky made it. It's sausage?
Andouille.
Question mark?
Sausage? That's it?
Cajun sausage. Jambalaya and corn.
Just one protein?
So we did andouille and shrimp in ours.
Yeah. Oh, I got, no. I don't like seafood of any description, so...
Then what the fuck are you doing eating jambalaya?
She only likes hair food.
The hell out of here.
I'm so sorry that this is so offensive to you.
If I could hear it, I fucking eat it, which is not very many things.
Sky's attempting to defend himself, but I don't think you guys can hear him.
No.
I heard, including shrimp.
He says, if I have a choice, I would add everything to the jambalaya. But I think what he's saying is Megan doesn't eat much, and I have to cook for her.
You don't eat chicken?
No, I eat chicken.
Well, chicken and shrimp.
That's true. There's one thing the people of Louisiana hate. It's shellfish.
I thought you were going to say, if there's one thing that we know, it's that Meg doesn't eat much.
Well, that's definitely not
okay,
true.
Variety-wise.
Well, I'm just over here looking up my alignment and seeing what kinds of allies a lawful good character is permitted to hang out with.
And?
Well, you probably won't be able to hang out with them anymore anyways when they're sentenced to death.
We've moved past it.
Have we? I wasn't here for it. Can we do it again?
Oh, I thought if we just, according to Sarat, if we just shouted that, then we could just move past it.
We have moving on.
Oh,
we have
we're moving on. We've moved on.
It's on. We're gone.
Okay, food done. Let's do this thing.
It's not exactly what I meant, but like when we've moved on, but definitely it would be nice to move on from this persecution. I did have a question, though. What's the deal with the Punishing Man? Is it still on fire? How much of it got on fire?
Oh, good question.
Because if they're going to burn us, they might not be able to put that shit out.
Yeah, you set it on fire. And,
who would do such a thing?
Yeah, I guess we didn't really touch on that after the whole thing went down. We got a little distracted.
I thought everyone was totally focused and on point. Who was distracted?
Yeah, I mean, we dealt with the aftermath real quick, and then Stormac just, like, went home.
As the Punishing Man is just burning in the background. Like, Burning Man's happening, and you're like, you know what? I don't actually want to see it. It's okay.
I knew I should have brought earplugs.
I'm gonna go back to Temple.
You know, Daisy was hungry. I had my priorities.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of this episode, Sid wakes up in a cold sweat and shoots up out of bed, still at Oslin's house. My God, I've had a terrible premonition. I shouldn't go to the courthouse today.
Yeah.
Look, it's not my fault that I became a level 5 wizard right as a giant mob formed outside.
I mean, the temptation was damn strong, even without...
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I respect it. You saw an opportunity, you took it.
I mean, is there a better chance to use Fireball other than on a huge group? Like, that's the absolute perfect situation.
Yeah. That's what it's made for. The only reason to have it.
I was laughing because Wesley went into detail of why he chose not to take Fireball like a session or two before that.
It changed my mind.
I was like, I'm not going to keep arguing because I want him to murder these townsfolk, really, honestly.
Yeah, it's fair.
I was like, man, that would be cool, but no way they're going to do that.
It's the most kills he's ever going to get with one casting of Fireball. Like 36 villagers. Like,
that's
a lot. You know, that's what it is.
What does high score mean?
Did I break it?
Yeah.
Well, last week, you dealt with the aftermath of Tim's trial. and his verdict of innocence that you all painstakingly worked to achieve for him. You done good. You done real good. You missed some things. You found some things and then forgot to use them in court. You passed every single one of your diplomacy roles in the courtroom, I'll tell you that much. And you came up with some great arguments and thought it was really fun. I think I gave Zeke a hero card.
You did?
Was it just one or two?
It was just one. It's fine, though.
Well, I'd like to give everyone a hero card just for getting through that and
Yay!
Doing so well.
Hooray!
Draw. Draw one card. What'd I get?
I already got mine. Does that count or what?
You could go. I think I gave you one for like your closing argument or something. Take one. Just for the trial as a whole, everyone get one.
I accept that.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
I put a lot of effort into those. Those were, I had to learn how to write. I watched a lot of Law & Order, which arguably is like the only thing on cable.
I had to learn how to write.
There was more to that, sorry. I had to learn how to write closing arguments. I had to learn how to write opening argument, opening statements. I had to learn trial things that I didn't know. And I realized watching Law & Order, because it's like the only thing that's on cable hotel TV, that they're bad at it. And what they do is not necessarily legal. But that's cool.
I mean, it's kind of like us, too. Or me, at least.
Yeah. Ours is also for entertainment,
really,
so it's
humble.
Not legal.
He didn't tell you guys that he also passed the bar just for this book.
Yeah. No, he stopped at the bar.
Waka. 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 Waka.
It's not wrong. But it's a bad joke.
Do we want to go over what our hero cards do?
What'd you get, Wes?
Once again, something I could have used yesterday.
Was it the hero card?
Yeah.
Cancel fireball?
No, but it is. You may gain a one-time insight into the future as the spell augury.
That's funny.
Do not eviscerate, emulsify those. Or do. Fuck it. Who cares? Maybe you still would have done it.
Yeah.
That, or I can get an extra standard action, so I could use my extra standard action to cast another fireball.
There you go. Just make sure you get the rest of the townsfolk.
Yeah,
not
just gotta finish off the whole crowd, leave no witnesses.
What does the book say if all of the villagers are just ash when they show up and there's nothing left?
No evidence.
The militia's like, wow, it's really dirty around here.
Yeah, what was this? Oh, that was the punishing man. We burnt it. We burnt it down.
Well, you'd have to kill all the guards that were in the courthouse too.
No witnesses.
All right, so we glitter dust them first, so they can't see anything.
Yeah. We're planning our next crime now.
Well, when Citriel got a little trigger happy. And Flora.
Anybody
and
else? You just skipping past the rest
up.
Of us?
I was in the middle of a sentence saying your names, but.
No, he's saying the hero cards.
Oh. Go on.
Fast.
What do you got? What do you got? It's a wrap.
I'm looking it up on this stupid fucking thing over here. Give me a second.
Mine is a star. And it gives me a GM hint, because those have been so useful in the past. And it is a lawful good position. So I now have two cards to smite evil as the paladin ability.
Mm, nice.
I have a star and a shield. Shield is good because I get an extra action. Star is useless.
What's the new one that you get? Was it a star? And then what's the position?
Lawful good. So I have a star and a shield. I have two cards. I have a star card and a shield card. They're both in the lawful good position. So I have two smites, a hint, or an extra action.
Nice.
Hmm. Fancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you find yours, Sarah?
I did. I had never seen... Mine is called the Rabbit Prince. It's a rabbit carrying a broken sword and an hourglass. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I'm sure that comes into lore somewhere. But he has a key, and the key allows me to change my position in the turn order, but I can only use it as a readied action, and it is in the chaotic neutral position, giving me rage, which I've never played a barbarian. I don't really understand rage, but maybe that comes in handy somewhere.
Nice.
Nice. Well, I've got an arsenal of hero cards over here. This is my sixth, and these are both repeats of things that I've got. Spend to petition the GM for a clue, and then also a one-time augury. So I've got a few of those. I'm going to have to figure out a time and place to use those, because I can petition John for clues just
maybe
all over the place.
Maybe right now, to get us out of jail. Speaking.
I'm not in jail.
Yeah, no, he doesn't need to do that.
Is that all of them?
Does Daisy get one?
No.
Well, then it's all of them.
Come on.
Well, Sarah,
do I,
too.
Do I get one for calling that Sid was about to be arrested?
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Yep.
Do I? Yay. Oh, fucking, it's another star.
Man.
But we get hero cards for stating the obvious. At some point in this episode, Flora is gonna mount Daisy.
I mean, to be fair, I think what I was saying was, like, if you call me out on my shit, like, this was in
that's
the book.
True, yeah.
But you already drew it. So
yeah, it's mine now, yeah.
Here's a hint. Stop drawing hero cards.
No, I'm gonna take another one, just because you told me not to.
Well, we just gotta up their use.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's rewarded? By pointing things out that are upcoming in the book and not calling you out on your shit?
No, like, if you guess something.
I think the first time it happened is because I guess Lorimer was coming back from the dead or something. Like, he knocked on the door and I was like, it's going to be Lorimer.
Right.
And then he gave me a hero card for it.
Nice.
Well, I retroactively want my hero card for knowing what the hell is going on in that creepy town we passed through.
What was going on in the creepy town? I never got an answer for that.
No, Wesley did call that. Yeah, fake one.
What was it?
You have to wait till Absolution Road airs another episode.
Oh, man.
We just killed it. So, fuck you, creepy town. Ozil saved the world. In case you were wondering, Ozil saved the world.
I believe you.
No big deal.
Oh, Sid now has the ability to go into a rage.
Oh, good.
That'll be useful.
Yeah.
Or I can recall a spell.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing these days.
Sid's rage.
All right. Now that Christmas is over, in dealing with the angry mob of villagers pissed about Tim's innocence, Sid got a little trigger happy.
Happy's a strong word.
Flora and Zeke stood up for him a little too much and got them landed in a jail cell right next to him. Stormak stole all their loot.
I tried, but the judge wouldn't give me their money.
Yeah, you got their weapons at least.
Yeah, that's worth something.
And he went to talk to Judge Dermot to see if she could do anything to help. And she said, while she agrees with the decision, she might be able to pull some strings and make use of some of her contacts. She was pretty vague about it. Come back and see her in the morning, and she might be able to do something. Stormak went back to the Temple of Torag with Daisy to spend the evening, and Father Bolin Proudspark took him in and started cooking some dinner.
Of course, Stormak is there in the kitchen with him helping.
Yeah. You probably got higher profession cook than he does. He does not have profession cook, actually.
You can't show him up in his own kitchen, so Stormak's just helping unobtrusively.
Nice.
You can be an amateur, too. You don't have to be a professional.
That would be rude.
That's true.
Why does Daisy look dead? Is she dead?
She has 7 out of 53 hit points, it looks like.
Holy shit. She's not well.
Well, I think we would have addressed that, but...
Yeah, you know what? If she's that wounded, I bet at least Bolin Proudspark would not have just been like, sucks to be you, I'm cooking dinner. I think he's got a soft spot for her and will give her...
Who doesn't?
A little bit of healing. Maybe he sets down like a plate of a bowl of leftovers for her and pours a health potion in it.
Nice.
Like, oh, I got a little treat for you.
Why wouldn't he just channel energy? Sure.
Because it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Shut up.
Okay, sorry. He's a cleric. He complains about not having a cleric, and then you have one, and he pours a fucking health potion into a dog bowl? Okay, sure, whatever.
Woo! That's nice. 18.
All right, tell you what. He'll pop a channel off, too.
Yay.
Stormak's a little beat up.
Yeah.
Don't want to eat with a bloody dude.
Yeah, Stormak's down 16 still. And you're right, Surratt. We do complain about not having a cleric.
I mean, what, do you got a mouse in your pocket?
No, all of us. We do.
I have a mouse in my pocket.
Okay. When you say it like that.
Yeah, you can both take 11 from the channel.
Thank you.
Bolin Proudspark and Stormak and Daisy are all getting some dinner made. Stormak promised to tell him all about what has been going on in the last day or two over dinner. But part of the way through cooking, something strange happens. He's cooking up a hearty stew and stirring it. Maybe Stormak's helping him pick out spices and chopping potatoes and stuff, when Daisy starts looking really nervous. The hair stands up on the back of her neck, and she starts growling, looking around.
What is it, Daisy?
Bolin puts down the ladle.
I put down the spices.
The ladle, as well as all the pots and pans hanging on the wall, begin to rattle and shake, as if the ground beneath your feet is trembling.
Stormak's first thought is that it's a haunt. There's a ghost in this kitchen.
This has happened to you several times. What? What is this? Do you know anything about this, Stormak?
I may, Father. There's a long history of kitchens being haunted. It may not be your kitchen. It might honestly be me.
Are you haunted, my boy?
And Stormak takes a stance like we're in an earthquake, you know? And he's looking at sharp objects like they're going to come flying at him. And he says, I very well may be, Father. My life is constantly in trouble and turmoil. Just the other day, my good friend Sidriel shot me with an arrow.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on a roll.
Deserved it.
He did sort of ask for it, like almost literally.
Yeah, he did warn you.
Without warning, Father, I didn't deserve it at all.
As he's trying to keep his balance, It is almost like an earthquake. As all of a sudden, part of the floor near the entrance, the wall of the temple here, the ground starts to swell up. The cobblestone floor is pushed up in a mound, and this mound begins to move towards you.
What?
As
I fucking called it. I knew it.
The fuck is going on here?
Olay?
A rather huge creature explodes out of the mound of dirt and stone.
Oh, Olay. Shit.
I knew it.
Oh, no.
It's the totally not cursed object.
That's not what you want.
Roaring and kicking up dirt as it emerges out of the ground of the Temple of Torag. This huge creature looking like a mix between a snapping turtle and an armadillo.
What in
looking
the
looking kind of familiar,
fuck?
Actually.
Honestly, I don't like that description. Yeah, it looks more like a shark with dinosaur legs.
And
there's
dinosaur.
A lot of different artists' renditions of them, yes. But that's the description it gives on the like stat block.
And shark.
It's also wearing lipstick for some reason.
I know this one's really sexy.
This is a sexy boule. Boule is kind of a sexy word. I like it.
Boule.
My favorite, image for the boule is the one wearing a beret, carrying a baguette, and smoking a cigarette. In the front of the tower. All that, yeah. Eiffel Tower.
One tower.
Eiffel Tower.
Well, this one has very. This one has a very strong jaw, so.
Yeah.
Look out.
Is that a boule in your oubliette, or are you just happy to see me?
Yes.
Whoa.
And it looks like Stormak has rolled for initiative. Smart.
Oh, I suppose. Do you want? Oh, Daisy actually gets her own initiative this time.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a 9. She's just as good as Flora.
All right.
Stormak turns in slow motion, his hand absentmindedly touching his pocket where this small statue of a boule resides, and he's just in slow motion looking at this massive creature come breaking up out of the floor.
Has it, I hate to ask, has it been 24 hours? Because you should get the benefits of that statue then, right?
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it? Well, we slept, and then we went to court, and now it's bedtime again? You guys were making dinner.
Yeah, it's like late, and
is
we
dinner
found
bedtime?
It late. He should have the benefits of that statue, which is pretty sweet. I don't know, that's my argument.
Argument accepted. I'll allow it.
2 out of 3 GMs approve. That's all we need.
And I mean, usually for magic items, it doesn't take 24 hours for the effects to take place. It takes 24 hours for those effects to be counted as permanent bonuses for qualifying for feats and the like.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, we decided it would take 24 hours to attune to it to make it active.
Yeah, but we're assholes, so what do we know?
Has it been 24 hours, John?
I'll allow it.
Yay!
There you go.
There's that 10th dentist.
Yeah, what's up with that one dentist? He like hates teeth. All right. You're gonna need it. All your teeth, I mean.
Yeah.
This boule.
Solo fighting a boule? No offense, Daisy and Father Bolin, but I don't think you're doing it right.
Ouch.
Doesn't quite have room to charge. But the first thing it sees is Daisy.
Rude.
It sees a lot of shit.
As it burrows out of this hole in the ground, it trudges up to Daisy, roaring, and tries to bite her.
She's not scared.
And don't kill the dog.
Yeah, seriously. Whoa, holy shit. When she leveled, her AC went up. Why did that happen?
Because she's a badass.
She is a badass. Right.
It's going to be a 19 to hit.
That is not happening.
Holy shit.
That's pretty lucky.
She's a badass.
She's actually the tank of the party.
It trudges up, tries to bite Daisy. Daisy ducks out of the way.
I'll be the one to say. I'll be the one to ask it. Flat-footed?
Oh. Oh, flat-footed meets it. Okay. Not so lucky now.
Sorry.
That's what I thought. That's gonna be 14 damage.
You just gave me those health points.
And Stormak is up next.
I think yesterday when we looked at the Boulay statue, I was like, huh, I don't know what the heck this thing is. But now that I see a live one in front of me, can I do another knowledge check?
Yeah.
Arcana?
Yes.
All right, and I'm not sure if this will matter, but my learn from failure may come into play here. If you fail at a knowledge check, then the next day you get a bonus to it. I'm not sure what's the next day. Whatever, probably won't matter. 10. So,
not quite.
Doesn't matter. I rolled a 2 for a 10. So, still don't quite know what this thing is, but it looks a lot like the statue in my pocket. Probably summoned it inadvertently. Anyway, so that's a bummer. But let's see here. I want to save Daisy. I'm gonna have to move in here. I'll move 5, 10 on up close to this huge creature. Get away, Daisy! Father Bull and protect Daisy, and I'll just go ahead and try to punch this thing right between the eyes.
Nice.
I mean, that's what you do with a real shark.
Yep.
Right in the nose.
You got your new bonuses turned on?
Sure do. So here is a single unarmed strike. 23 to hit, or 7 bludgeoning damage.
All right.
Is 23 going to hit, or are you guys in some serious shit?
Seriously fucked.
A 23 is not going to hit.
Oh, shit. You guys are seriously
fucked.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You can always run. You can always run.
And just let it tear up the church.
Well, unless this temple is kind of like Pac-Man, where you go at that left side there and then you show up on the right side, that would be kind of fun.
It does look like it, doesn't it?
It does.
Waka, 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 waka.
Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
At that moment, another figure runs into the door, a dwarf from outside the temple. He's got
a utility belt with Boulay repellent.
Yeah, bombs.
A shark repellent.
A shit ton of cayenne pepper.
He's holding a spear, and he is like wide-eyed, like, what in Dorak's name? And he's ready to fight, and he runs up to attack it. He drives his spear. It's a natural 20. Hold on. I don't think he's going to be able to confirm, though. Nope. Natural 1 on a confirm.
Oh, that sucks.
But still hits. For 6 damage. And Olin Proudspark is up next. He yells, "Hold fast, Stormak! You won't die here tonight!" And you see him hold his holy symbol tight, and it begins to glow as he begins to grow.
Oh, shit.
He grows twice his size to a large creature, mechanically large, and that should give him 10 feet of reach, right?
Yeah, he can reach right over us.
Large. Yep, 10 feet natural reach.
So he pulls out his warhammer as he approaches the boule right behind Daisy and Stormak and swings right over their heads. That's right, he's still got an action.
Impressive.
And that's going to hit.
I just wanted to comment that you guys don't need to feel bad if this thing kills Daisy, because then it will be all Falcon Wolf's fault.
Yep, that's what I'm banking on.
Yeah, if she dies.
Ooh, he just rolled max damage.
Nice.
We don't want to put that out there.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Like, you know what you did? You know what you did? You killed the favorite member of the party. How do you feel now?
You killed the dog, man.
You killed Bolin the dog, lands. Man.
Bolin lands his massive warhammer right in the side of the boule's head and smashes it against the huge anvil in the center of the room. You just hear it gung for 18 damage.
Nice.
And you hear him yell out, "My brothers in Torag! To arms!" And 2 more dwarves come from the other entrances.
Oh, good.
This new party's looking pretty good, I gotta say.
Oh, there's a dwarf.
Hey, don't get any ideas.
Oh, man, Daisy doesn't even get a turn. It's fine.
Can't fucking replace me. Come on, man. You love me.
Who are you again?
Who am
One
I?
Of them runs in and throws a short spear at the back of the boule and misses. The other one does the same thing and rolls the exact same thing.
Nice.
Daisy's up next.
Okay. She's going to attempt to bite it. That's all she's got. No. She's going to miss with a 12.
All right. And then it's the boule's turn. He is going to, you know, the big warhammer guy did some massive damage to him, but this little dwarf right next to him looks a lot more edible.
When you say little dwarf, you're obviously referring to the other dwarf, not Stormak.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is abnormally tall for a dwarf.
That's right. Thank you for acknowledging that.
All right. This acolyte is probably in trouble. Here we go. It's going to be a full attack. Okay, that's a natural 1 on the first one. Jesus Christ.
Perfect.
Please roll to confirm.
That Ooh. Is a 19 to confirm, which does hit. So it's not a fumble, but it misses. 2 claws. All right, that's going to be 2 massive hits. That's 16 and 12.
Ouch. For a
total of 28 damage. The acolyte had way less hit points than that. He ducks under the bite, and then the 2 claws just come at the same time, one at the top of his torso and one at the bottom, just shredding him in half. As his blood splatters on either side of the hallway he just ran in.
Oh, dear.
And it's Stormak's turn.
Well, it's time to spend some ki. I'm going to do a flurry of blows. Since I missed that last unarmed strike, I'm going to apply the learn from failure, so I'm going to get a plus one to my first attack here with the flurry. And here we go. That's a bunch of trash. Nothing hits. If a 23 can't hit him, then none of those hit.
Unfortunately.
So it's like just punching stone.
Yeah.
He's just like wham, 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 wham. And it's just completely pointless.
Yeah, you're bouncing off his armored plates, and his head slowly turns from the dwarf he just eviscerated, and you can feel his hot breath on your face as he stares you down. This guy's dead. Bolin Proudspark starts chanting some divine incantations. He's going to take a 5-foot step to the side, and he's going to place his holy symbol of Torag between you, Stormak, and himself. And Stormak, you grow to a large size.
Nice. It's one size category or two, did you say?
One.
Oh, okay. I thought you said two.
Well, cool. I hope that helps. I've got that buff made. I think at some point I had been enlarged before, so it's ready to go.
The dwarfs on the east and west, they're going to pull out Morning Stars and run up on this thing. He's going to run up, provoking. Okay, and missed, surprisingly. And he's going to slam it in the backside with his Morning Star and miss. The other one looks around, grabs another spear off of a rack next to him, and throws it. Or, you know what? He's not going to do that. This one is going to cast Bless.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of tempted to just spend a hero card to petition the GM to say, what the fuck is going on here? Sorry to interrupt.
Like,
please proceed.
With the boule, I feel like we have an idea of what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah.
He casts Bless, and everyone within 30 feet gets plus one to attack and damage. And it's Daisy's turn.
Okay. Daisy's turn to what?
I don't think Bless gives you a plus one on damage.
No, is it just to attack?
Attack rolls and saving throws against fear. Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, so she rolled a 17 for a 26.
That's going to hit.
Yay. It's 8 damage.
Catch him in the soft spot. Catch him in the soft spot.
8 damage.
And a free trip, right?
you're welcome to try.
What do I
Nat
do?
20.
Does she get a trip with her bite?
I feel like she does, but it doesn't. Yeah, yes, it does. What does it say? That.
I mean.
Somewhere. I feel like I looked it up.
His CMD is probably through the roof, but you can still try.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it wouldn't work. I'm not going to do it.
There's a 5% chance that it works.
I'm not going to do it, so we can move on.
You get it free. Just roll it anyway.
Well, I don't know for sure that I get it for free. I have to go make sure. I'm pretty sure I do, but now I'm doubting myself, so move on so we can get this over with.
Is she a riding dog?
She is indeed.
Then, yeah, it's a D6 plus trip.
Ha!
Oh, okay, you can try if you want.
Trip it.
Am I rolling her CMB?
Yeah.
CMB.
Why not?
Nope.
It's a 9 for a...
That ain't gonna...
For a... 17.
Holy shit, your CMB is a plus fucking 8? My god.
Yep.
That thing's a baller.
Not bad.
Yeah, I should be doing that more often.
Alright. The boule. Daisy bites a chunk out of this thing's paw, probably. And it surprisingly hurts it quite a bit. It reels back. It's going to bite at Stormak. For a 26.
Absolutely hits.
And it's going to be for 26 damage. And it bites you as it's like flipping around. And it almost looks like it is trying to retreat. As it moves away, Daisy, Stormak, and Bolan, and the dwarf that he's moving through all get attacks of opportunity on it.
Oh, cool.
Stormak punches, rolls a natural one.
Daisy gets a 20.
Fist gets stuck in his mouth.
Rolling another attack to confirm that fumble, and I roll a natural 20.
Nice. I mean,
yeah.
Nice and not nice. Mm-hmm. Bull and Proud Spark rolls a natural 20. It's a natty 4 to confirm, so it's not going to confirm. Or 8 damage. He gets a nice pot shot and slams this thing's tail down, flattening the end of it as it flips over and runs towards the hole it made and dives back into it.
Ping!
Thank God.
Oh yeah, the dwarf. Oops, I threw that dice across the room.
That guy's good at hitting shit dice onto an anvil. Tail is flat.
Yeah, he burrows back down into the hole. Almost takes this dwarf with him. The dwarf is waist deep in rubble. Almost gets sucked down as this thing burrows back into the ground. And you can see the raised ground move towards the wall. The wall cracks and things are falling off of it. And for a few seconds more, the ground is still shaking. And then everything is calm.
Are we out of initiative?
We are.
Well, Stormak was next up in turn order, and so he's immediately rushing over to help this dwarf out of the hole.
Yeah, you can help him out. He's like, oh, thank you. What in Torag's name is that?
Stormak grimaces and pulls the Boule statuette out of his pocket and says, I think it has something to do with this.
You brought it here.
I hope not, but please, Father, please, what do you think? Please tell me.
Bolin shrinks down, back down to normal size. It's like,
was that the ghost you were talking about?
That's not his voice.
Was that the ghost you were talking about?
Well, actually, no. I have known several ghosts, but for now, let's talk about this.
I think it has something to do with this little statue you have.
I just don't know. I was hoping
to... If he's still big, it's a big statue.
Yeah, it's just a statue now.
How do I return to normal size, Father? I...
Father, make me normal size.
Oh, well, I can... Here.
Hold on. Before you do, he pockets the boule. He scoops Daisy up. Look at you. You're so tiny.
Her tail wags. She lifts your face.
God, that is cute.
She's never been picked up in her memory.
Yeah, probably.
She has a puppy, sure, but not for a long time.
Doug's like, wait, I've been wanting to do this forever. And as Daisy is licking your face and you hold her there, Bolin is laughing. Why don't we cut back to the courthouse? Where we see Sidriel, Zeke, and Flora sitting in their cells. Four guards in the rooms in front of the cells. Tim in his big cell, no longer manacled and chained to a chair. He's just standing there with his hands on the bars, possibly talking to you guys. Any conversation going on down here between you?
You know, Sidriel, I'm gonna have to say, as much as I kind of disagree with your methods a little bit, that was pretty goddamn impressive.
Well, not particularly proud of it, but I did what I had to do.
Well, I mean...
At least, I think I did what I had to do.
They wanted to burn me!
Well, about any time, you should be able to look out that window over there, Tim, and see that Punishing Man going up. I think I got it pretty good. Zeke kind of leans back, pulls a toothpick out, sits down on his, what I assume is a moldy, shitty bed, kicks one of his feet up.
Tim reaches one of his gigantic fingers through the bar and taps one of the guards on the shoulder, scares the crap out of him.
I'm sorry. When can I leave?
I think they're going to have us escort you to the edge of town tonight, once we're sure no one's out there trying to kill you. Tim's eyes get big and he like does his weird smile that he does. Looks like a grimace.
That milkshake stealing bastard.
Escort him to the edge of town. Are you crazy? You think those people are gonna let him leave this town after what you just saw them do? We're gonna have to think up something better than just escorting him to the edge of town. We're gonna have to sneak him out of here.
Well, that's why we're waiting till it's late, and that's why we're sending a large group of guards with him. After that whole trial, we're gonna make sure of his safety.
I mean,
I suspect they might second-guess charging as an angry mob again.
I suspect there might not be an angry mob anymore.
I mean, that's fair, but how about this idea? I got some friends. Y'all been to the Crooked Kin? Y'all seen that show yet? Pretty good show. I mean, should check it out if you haven't. But maybe we could get them to, under the cover of darkness, get him out of here. He'd probably blend right in.
Well, if they want to go find him after tonight, that's their prerogative.
Nah, I mean, instead of a big parition of gods coming down, I mean, we're just asking for another giant mob fight.
Do you think a bunch of clowns and hunchbacks are going to be able to protect him against a giant mob and not a large militia?
Yeah, but it's not about it's not about protecting him. It's just about sneaking him out of here. They'll never even know.
Yeah, I mean, other than the cover of darkness late at night, there's not a lot we can do to hide this person.
Gentlemen.
I mean, tell me you've never seen the Crooked Kin without telling me you've never seen the Crooked Kin. Come on, I mean, he blend right in. No offense, Tim. Absolutely no offense.
None taken. It's okay. I don't think that they could hurt me anyways.
Well, I appreciate your valor.
Besides, I do have some places to be.
Oh, Tim's got plans, huh?
He's got a date.
I heard there's a town full of children I can eat.
Oh my god.
He doesn't say that.
Yeah.
They can't try him twice, right?
Well, for the same crime.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but all those children are ghosts. Was he gonna eat the ghosts? We already killed the ghosts.
Was he Pac-Man?
Alright, we're getting out of the weeds here, sorry.
At a certain point, another guard comes down the stairs, and two of them come up to Zeke's cell. And I'm like, all right, Kane, come with us. Somebody wants a word with you.
I mean, I prefer to stay until the morning, but can they come down here?
They just kind of ignore you and start opening your cell.
Oh, hold on, boys. I mean, what's the deal here?
The sergeant wants to talk to you.
Fucking Sergeant White. I mean, Sergeant White, I mean, all right. I'll go.
And they bring you upstairs, up to Judge Dermid's office. And they wait outside. You go into Judge Dermid's office, and Judge Embrith Dermid is sitting there at her desk, as well as Sergeant White.
Kane! Why don't you have a seat?
Well, anything's better than that cell down there. Sergeant, how'd that get so out of hand? You know that was gonna get out of hand. Why didn't we have backup? This seems like an oversight, Sergeant. I don't know.
And our men got there as soon as they could. And I think it would have been under control if your little buddy wasn't throwing fireballs all over the place. Are you kidding me?
Not your buddy, guy.
Not your buddy.
We went into full-blown attack, Sergeant. You know what it's like. You've served.
You know the protocols.
Yeah, I mean,
this is
absolutely
ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, Sergeant. That was outside the realm of protocols. We've never seen anything like this. We never had a trial of anything bigger than the McCleskey brothers. You remember them?
Yeah, I remember. He looks over at Dermot and says, he wants to talk to me about outside the realm of protocol. Now, what's this I heard? You've been conducting clandestine investigations under my nose.
I mean, clandestine's a strong...
You've been investigating these cases?
I want your gun and your badge on my desk by 8 a.m.
He said, I send you to work for Judge Dermot here, and she asks you to be a defense lawyer. And for some reason, you think it's not a conflict of interest to be investigating the crimes of the man you're defending? You know damn well that's out of your jurisdiction.
Yeah, Sergeant, and you know how many people we put in here that are innocent, that haven't had a good defense, that haven't had justice under the law. It was not my fault they gave him Capel. You know how completely useless that man is? They were setting him up to fail, Sergeant. You know that.
Well, you're lucky I don't overturn that verdict altogether. And not only that, but in these investigations, you are just breaking and entering into local businesses, killing citizens of this fine city. I mean, who knows if what kind of evidence you planted? You had no witnesses, no suspect, no arrest. Absolutely nothing came out of this except for getting your big old buddy out of trouble. We got nothing. Just a bunch of dead citizens and a shutdown factory.
Zeke kind of looks down, wipes some sweat off his brow, and looks back up and says, I understand, Sergeant. I know it looks bad. But I can tell you right now that this will come back to haunt this town if you guys don't take this evidence seriously. And if you need me to be the martyr for this case, so be it. But I want you to remember that I said these words.
What case do you think we have? Thanks to you, we don't have a case.
Oh, you'll know when the time comes, Sergeant. You'll know that I did the right thing.
If you had done the right thing, you would have gone through the proper avenues, and we might have an arrest. You might have some witnesses that could corroborate your story. If you'd done things by the book, then maybe you would have had some help, and maybe we would have that monster behind bars. But now, the gods only know where he is. He could be stealing skins all over this damn town.
Well, Sergeant, I understand the position I put you in, but without us, he would have been stealing skins and stealing people and killing people and doing all sorts of shit. And you would have had no idea. So at least he's on your radar.
Yeah, just add one more nightmare to my book. Look, Kane, I hate to do this, but you were already on my shit list. I'm going to need your sword and sigil.
He looks over at the judge.
And she's been, like, kind of stoic and quiet this whole time. And she just kind of, like, nods to you. She says, the sergeant is right. My hands are tied.
Well, this ain't. This is bullshit, Sergeant. You know it. Your department's going to be empty. You will probably suffer for this decision, but you know what? I don't blame you. I really don't. I think I did the right thing, and in the eyes of Pharasma, my soul is clear. And so he takes off his, I imagine his sigil is like, what's that thing that the knights wear where it's like over their armor? Like that fancy...
Oh, like the fabric thing?
Yeah.
Tabard?
Is that called tabard?
I think so.
So yeah, it's like a super fancy tabard or something that all the guards wear. And he'll take it off. And he'll kind of fold it in reverence. And then kind of like toss it on the desk.
It's all slashed up and burned and shit.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of acid on it. starts burning the desk.
All right. And your plus one rapier, those things ain't cheap now.
Well, Captain, I'm gonna have to get back to you about that sword. But I'll turn it into lockup. Don't you worry. As soon as I, maybe after, I don't get burned to death for doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, you better hope not. Don't you worry. God damn it. You agitating my sciatica again.
Oh my god.
And he grabs your tabard off the table. He's like,
all right, Kane, don't you let me see you around my barracks again. Pain in my ass. And he's like grumbling as he storms out the door past you.
Slams the door behind him. Judge Dermid puts a hand up as if to say, wait a minute.
You know, Judge, I kind of almost suspected that. I knew that my time in this town is probably short-lived, and I was happy, to be honest, to take this assignment. I knew Sergeant White would have different feelings about it. And I appreciate it. Appreciate serving you. Hopefully you look different upon the verdict and what we had to do.
Ezekiel, I apologize for not standing up for you. I could not incriminate myself in these activities, and you have done a great deed to this city, to Tim, and to me. You made sure that that being had a fair trial, and that is all I asked you for, and you did very good. You were true to your word, and you were true to me. In all truth, there's too many truths. In the end, I think it may be a blessing that you are let go from the force. I have another proposition for you.
She gets down on one knee.
I accept.
I've been really, really charmed.
You know, I've really always wanted this. That's Surratt.
Oh, Flora's heart breaks down in her cell, and she doesn't know why.
That's Surratt. That's not Zeke. Come on, chill out.
First things first, she pulls out a small chest with 100 platinum pieces in it.
Judge, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on to that, because it might not be super valuable to me here in the next 12 hours. But I appreciate you being good on your word.
Oh, because you're going to be locked up, is what you're saying? You're worried they're going to take it from you?
I mean, or, you know, go down there with a chest.
Well, let's just say you might not have to worry about that. I have a certain group of acquaintances, shall we say. We should have no problem getting you and your friends out of this trouble. Tell me, have you ever heard of the Esoteric Order of the Palatine Eye?
I never heard that many words in my mouth ever. I mean, I like to talk, but not that much.
You don't hear words in your mouth?
What? Oh, man.
Zeke, I'm part of a secret society, one that works in the shadows of regular society. We are a group of many powerful and prestigious people who work to fight many different evils in this world and the powers of darkness. I believe that you are a good candidate for initiation.
Oh.
I mean, I appreciate that, ma'am. But, doesn't seem like I'm your guy right now. I mean, as long as they can accept this criminality, yeah, of course, I'd be down. Anything that gets me out of that, and my friends, they were just protecting themselves as well. But, anything I can do.
You know, perhaps it is best if you spend the rest of the night in your cell to keep up appearances. I can all but guarantee you that you and your friends will be free of your bars and charges by sunrise.
If we can make that deal, I will forever be in your debt. I don't think that these people deserve what may or may not happen to them, and you and I both know the law. We are not going to make this out alive. If you can guarantee that they're going to get out, I'm in your debt.
That I can. Why don't we meet somewhere outside of this courthouse after you're released in the morning? I can tell you more about my offer.
Yeah, you...
And Seek, don't speak a word of this to anyone.
You can do, ma'am.
She stands up and goes to the door. She's like, and thank you again for everything you've done.
Only in the service of the great Lord Phirasma.
And, Meg, quick, what's a tavern name?
Busty Walrus.
She says, meet me tomorrow at the Busty Walrus at 11 a.m. sharp. Come alone. Make sure you're not followed.
I mean, I could try, but the Busty Walrus, they got the worst drinks on the day. They got the worst specials every day of the week. Happy hour from 1 to 2?
I am so sorry.
You know what? All right. You know, I got 10 other bars will give me... You know, I'm... Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You're a fine man, Zeke. And she opens her door. And she's like, guards, get this filthy murderer out of my office. She winks at you.
That seems a little harsh, but okay.
Rude.
And as she brings you, the guards bring you back down to the cell. And at this hour, you see that there are four guards opening up Tim's cell doors. They're like, all right, they put you back in your cell, and they let him out. All right, I've got a large crew to escort you out to the outskirts of town. Woo! And we'll promise you'll be safe.
Do you remember? Sorry.
As long as we're keeping an eye on you. And Tim kind of chuckles a little. He's like, I promise I'll keep you safe. And he looks at his friends. Friends! He's crying and looks like he's laughing a little. Like, I'm so thankful you saved my life. I want you. You should come see me. Someday, I need to go visit my father. I miss him.
Who's your father?
You're there, Meg.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're all up at the bars, right?
Yeah, but now is not really the time.
When is the time?
He says, maybe in a... I'll send word for you.
You say who's your father, and he just kind of like looks to the side.
Who's your daddy, and what does he do?
I can't wait to see you again.
Okay.
And he's like laugh crying as they walk him up the stairs. He barely fits through. And up, out of the courthouse,
where he is immediately attacked by less than 30 angry people.
24, I believe, would be left. Of at least the conservative townsfolks.
Bro, this dude could have taken all 60 by himself.
Oh, I'm sure. If one fireball eliminated most of them, that dude's fucking yoked.
I could have swore we were going to have to fight him at the third trial. Like, I thought, you know, he was kind of losing his temper in the second trial. And I really thought in the third trial he was going to lose it and we were going to have to fight him.
Oh, he's our buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adivion was trying to get him to lose it.
Or Adivion with quotation marks.
Stormak kept him calm.
Yeah, Stormak was there. He played the buddy role, which is great.
Well, as the beast is escorted up and out of the courthouse, and presumably safely to the edge of town, I think that is where we're going to end it for tonight.
Well done, folks.
Well done.
We got Zeke fired.
Well, I pretty much figured that was going to happen after most of the illegal shit that we have been doing. But whatever. Fuck it. He didn't want to stay here his whole life. There's only so much upward mobility there is in the town guard.
Yeah, no, this is a blessing.
Yeah. Fuck it. Now he's just a dude walking around. He's going to have to turn his sword in. Maybe not.
Not if we skip town.
Not if I run. Not if I can run faster than they can.
Yeah, it's a good thing Stormak took all your weapons.
Yeah. No shit.
You might have lost your magic sword.
Yeah, that would have sucked. I would have been really hurting then. Spent most of my money on that shit. When you had me make this character.
I wouldn't have screwed you over like that.
I'm like, I got 9,000 gold. 4,000 of it is going into this sword. What are you going to do?
Wait a minute. Nice. John had you make the character? What is that all about?
I mean, sort of.
It's his character.
What?
He told me what to do.
He told you what to do. Okay. All right. We're on to something.
And then I just...
Ryan's just stirring the pot.
I know. Do you think I made Ozil?
I just told him I wanted a drug addict. I actually made all your characters and just slowly implanted the seeds of the ideas into your heads.
Masterful.
Yeah,
if that angry mob did get into the courthouse or to Tim, the book says that the guards hand him over to the mob.
Whoa.
And then the beast rips them to shreds and runs away.
Well, yeah, then he's totally fucked. Then he's definitely guilty of everything that we proved that he wasn't. Like, he's a super nice dude.
And like, if you didn't win and he did become guilty, the mob takes him to burn him and he massacres the shit out of everyone.
Fantastic.
I mean, not like in a blood rage, but in like a
get me out of
you,
here.
I'm escaping.
Yeah.
So Sidriel did them a favor. In multiple ways.
Sidriel's the real hero in the story.
Yeah.
I mean, it really sounds like the book sets it up so that there's no way to do it without massacring the mob.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no. I mean, it is totally possible to...
I don't think so. It's pretty clear.
I think you had to throw a fireball.
Sounds about right that they get massacred.
So you only need to disperse 25% of the crowd before the mob stops their riot. That would have been 15 people.
And how many had we dispersed before?
And disperse, you could kill a couple. You only get arrested if you kill more than 50%.
All right,
and
so that's
D4 every check.
That's a pretty good D4 roll.
And you could kill a couple.
But we would have had to pass like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 skill checks. We probably could have done it.
We failed like 4 in a row before we got one.
Yeah, I actually really like the way that it went. In terms of like listening content, especially with... Saucy Wesley, I think, was perfect for the situation.
I think it's gold. It's gold.
Well, there was talk of, like, this is going to be a mini game, but it just felt like a combat with massive odds.
Yeah.
I think what we learned is the town needs to work on their reflex saves.
Yeah.
They were peasants.
Yeah. Even half of that damage would have killed all of them.
Well, maybe they should all learn to be rogues.
You got a town full of rogues? What fucking... what's the... Raven? No.
Yeah, Ravengrove. They're all going to become monks now, thanks to Stormak.
Yeah.
That's true. I was thinking of the one in Skyrim. What's the one in Skyrim? You go to fucking...
Riften.
Riften. Oh, yeah, Riften. Thank you. What is this, Riften? Riften would have survived a fireball. No problem. But we're sitting over here in fucking Eagle March. Dead.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I get a get out of jail free card.
Good.
Which is written right into the book. I'm not cheating.
I believe you.
And...
is she offering membership only to Zeke?
I mean, did she offer it to you?
No, but usually we're like a royal we kind of situation.
Yeah, she's offering it to Zeke, as far as the players can tell.
Usually it's a fucking royal we type of situation. It's like we all get invited, but yeah.
Maybe maybe when you and Zeke get married.
Wouldn't that be a regular we?
Yeah, I realized it was backwards when I said that.
It's like, yeah, it was a royal wee situation.
Oh, I see what you mean. It actually was a royal wee
situation. So, yeah, Zeke will come downstairs and we have been invited to join the Palatine Eye. Oh, not you assholes.
You know.
Just
just we.
We have been invited to get a mouthful of words.
A mouthful of words.
I haven't heard words like that with my mouth in a long time.
did I say that earlier,
Surat?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I haven't heard
that many words in my mouth.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Coming out
I haven't
of
heard
my
that many
mouth,
words in my
know.
Mouth in a long time. And I'm a talker.
Giving you CPR while she's talking.
We're professional speakers.
Talking right into your mouth. Come here, let me talk into your mouth so no one hears.
It's like a microphone.
Maybe you'll hear it better if I speak into your mouth.
Yeah, it's that kind of proposition.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm into it. Hey.
She's like three times your age.
You gotta bang the old lady to join the secret order.
You know?
He's banged worse.
Come meet me at the Busty Walrus, baby.
Yeah? I banged the, presumably, the BBG, and they're pretty gnarly looking creatures. But we've moved past that.
I don't think we have. I'm not ready to move past that.
Oh, no, we have. We absolutely have.
No.
Yeah.
Close these eyes. Breathe out the burning soul. Soak these ears. Scrape dust off of these bones. Turn out the light. No, I won't need the sign. Leave the keys with the doorman. Lock the front door when I'm done. So cold, you too old. So pack up my bones and hit the road. Hit the road.
Now what's this I heard?
Oh my God.
You've been
sorry.